like this, Tar. It's been hours. Surely we should have had some kind of signal by now.
They haven't stepped out to the Commercia district to pick up pastries in a hot canteen of Recaf. They're storming an enemy position, for throne's sake. I'm pretty sure we'll know if they've taken it, but I'm even more certain that if they haven't, the enemy will let us know soon enough.
Several dozen men stood on the wall of the trench, gazing out across no man's land, desperately hoping to see a flare or signal fire informing them of victory. As yet, the only lights in the sky had been the occasional flash of lightning. An unnatural storm had swept in shortly after Colonel Tolomian had led the bulk of the irregulars in the direction of the enemy trenches. The sky glowed purple and green in short, percussive bursts before the blanket of darkness descended again and a peal of thunder rang out. Shivering under their standard-issue ponchos, the skeleton force of wounded soldiers took little comfort that the penetrating downpour had finally washed away the mist that had clung to no man's land since the chaos invasion began.
Do you see anything?
Tarik had to yell to be heard over the din of rain and thunder. Regan, standing in an elevated redoubt 10 meters further along than the ganger, was peering out across the mired expanse through his magnoculars.
Nothing yet!
The sky flashed again with an aberrant purple light, and for the briefest instant, Regan thought he could see something. He pointed the magnoculars skyward, desperately trying to track the shape in the pitch-black night. As if sensing his frustration, the sky lit up again for the scantest time, and Regan had the horrifying revelation as to what was heading towards the Imperial trenches.
Down! Down! Incoming!
Regan managed to throw himself to the floor of the trench just in time, as did most of the other irregulars. One man wasn't so lucky and, unable to move at any great speed due to an injured leg, took the full force of Colonel Tolomian's lifeless corpse, fired by catapult from the enemy's position. Body parts and viscera cascaded down on the trench, and ponchos, already wet with rainwater, became slick with blood. More corpses followed the colonel's. Those still able to press themselves against the front wall as body after body, both Imperial Guardsmen and enemy troops, landed in the trench.
Is the signal clear enough for you?
Tarik sneered at Murtok, who was clinging to the wall of the trench like it was his wet nurse. With every impact, human shrapnel skittled along the dugout until the floor resembled that of an abattoir. Such was the volume of blood and body parts. Regan let out a scream as a section of tibia speared him in the back of the calf, and he turned to the man next to him for aid. Puzzled when he didn't receive a response, he spun the man around, only to realize that the other part of the tibia had embedded itself in the unfortunate irregular's chest, killing him instantly. For what seemed like an eternity, the unholy deluge of corpses rained down on the last few surviving irregulars huddled together in their trench. Some of the men were weeping and wailing, this latest horror too much to bear on top of the many they'd already endured. Then, just when it seemed there would be no end to it, the barrage slowed before coming to a halt altogether as the Chaos forces ran out of their grisly ammo. Many still shaking and crying, the guardsmen extracted themselves from the shelter of the trench walls and looked around dumbfounded. Whichever way they looked, men they once called friends and comrades lay in ruin. One final act of desecration inflicted upon them by an enemy that was both relentless and ruthless in equal measure. One of the survivors began babbling incoherently and attempted to scramble up the back wall of the trench in the vain hope of fleeing back towards Amadis. Battling through the pain in his leg, Regan grabbed the back of the man's poncho and hauled him from the side of the trench, unceremoniously depositing him in the charnel pit below, where he curled up into a ball and sobbed gently.
What the hell did you do that for? He's got the right idea. There's nothing we can do here except become sport for the kind of monster that can do this.
Tarik held both arms out and gestured all around him.
We all swore solemn oaths when we took the Emperor's coin that we would defend the Imperium even in death. If those reinforcements are on the way, then we owe it to them and to the people cowering in that city behind us to fulfill that oath.
You're as mad as Tolomian. There aren't any reinforcements coming. Just like there wasn't any food, water, or ammo. You can stay here and end up as a plaything for the enemy, but I'm getting out.
The ganger made to pick up his last rifle. When, as suddenly as it began, the torrential rain stopped falling.
That didn't sound like thunder to me!
Silence. Then the pause gave birth. The handful of men in the trench were thrown to the ground by the impact of the first artillery blast and struggled to regain their footing as their position was bombarded by further shelling. Regan grabbed the hood of Tarek's poncho and lifted him back onto his feet.
Still want to try and make it back to Amazis?
Well, take my chances here, thanks.
Good. You can help me take some of these bastards down, then.
Tarek turned to see where Regan was pointing. He soon wished he hadn't, when he saw the horde of cultists and mutants that were using the cover of the artillery barrage to make their way across No Man's Land.